The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress on with us, and also Sandy Williams from Douglas County Senior Services. She is the Senior Dining Site and Meals on Wheels Coordinator. Folks, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Sandy, talk about what your work, what's involved in what you do with Senior Dining Sites and Meals on Wheels.
Douglas County Senior Services has 7 different dining sites throughout the county, and so I oversee all 7 sites and make sure that there's plenty of volunteers to run the sites, and that we're able to get meals, homebound delivered meals, and curbside pickup meals at each of those sites.
How long have you been in this role?
3 years.
And what do you find the most gratifying about doing it?
I have to admit, delivering meals to homebound seniors and just their gratitude and gratefulness. I mean, it's just equally rewarding, I feel, for them. And also working with my volunteers and seeing how dedicated they are and committed they are to the program and to our clients. It just, you know, makes me want to even work harder for the clients and the volunteers.
Commissioner Kress, I'm curious, you're involved with this because you're the liaison for senior services. How are you, what are some of the things you do with this?
Well, it's one of my most enjoyable tasks. You know, oversee the entire department, but I really like going in there, whether it be serving the meals or, as Sandy mentioned, going out and delivering meals occasionally. It's the interaction with the seniors is just very rewarding. They're very grateful, and they all have a story. It's pretty neat to do.
And Sandy, the recent fire situation has sort of brought to the surface the fact that you could use more help. Talk about that.
Yes. So back in March, when COVID hit Oregon, you know, most of our volunteers are in the high risk and demographic. And so there for a moment, we just didn't have our volunteers come in at all. And we had to change things up. But in that course, you know, some of our volunteers have chose not to come back, which we completely understand. Makes perfect sense. But with that, we've been left a little bit struggling with getting volunteers. And our whole program is mainly ran or operated by volunteers. It's, you know, how the program is able to exist.
Give us some specifics about what volunteers do.
We have volunteers that drive who will deliver meals on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Currently, we're doing like a no contact. Before, we would be able to go into the homes, but we don't do that right now. We leave the food on the outside, and then there's a phone call that's made to the client letting them know, and a reassurance call. You know, we call them on the phone and let them know. So Tuesdays and Thursdays from about 10 to noon, go out and deliver meals to homebound. And then Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we do a curbside where clients can come, 60 and older can come through our dining sites and pick up a meal, and we place it in the trunk of their car. And so some kitchen help and packaging up that food and doing some dishes and things like that is needed.
And what kind of time commitment does that take for folks that could volunteer?
We try to work as much as we can possible with like their schedule. If you want to do 3 days a week, great. If you just want to do 1 day a week, we can do that. And it's usually about 2 hours on a Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday.
And what kind of mileage is involved in terms of how much driving you might be doing?
Our routes can vary. Some of them can be pretty long. We do mileage reimbursement of, I do believe right now it's like 57 cents. It's the federal mileage reimbursement and cents, 57 cents. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Yeah. But some of them can be, you know, 20 miles. Some of them are 14 miles. We have a couple that are longer. But most of them would be around that 20 to 15 miles.
And Tom, this is going to become an even bigger need as we go along here, just with the aging population that we've got in Douglas County.
Yeah, absolutely. We've have 75 new clients just from when COVID started to now. And, you know, we increase that all the time. We have, you know, our volunteers, some of them end up transitioning to be actual clients that we deliver to. You know, right now we have to, we're using staff a lot to do this kind of work when they have other tasks servicing the seniors that they're not able to do, because we really could use more volunteers to do this.
And for the county role in all this, is this set up with the senior dining sites at Meals on Wheels? Is this a pretty common path or way that county governments address this around the state?
You know, I don't know that. I believe it is. It's to a certain degree. We have little variations. I'll let Sandy mention that.
Yeah, some Meals on Wheels programs are ran through counties, and then some are ran through their own individual nonprofits. For instance, here in Douglas County, we do have the Friendly Kitchen that they service the Roseburg City proper, and they're not with the county, but the county has picked up all the smaller sites and has combined them. So it varies depending on what area you're in.
The senior dining sites, what kinds of places are you serving the meals?
Community centers and or senior centers.
And you mentioned for those locations, is it now just strictly a pick it up and go when people come there?
Correct, yes. We have been trying to do some activities, like we do dress up days. If you decorate your car or you dress up, We kind of do little raffles and stuff, and we've been doing this car bingo where you stay in your car and we play bingo and you honk your horn when you get a bingo. That's been pretty successful. We're trying to do our best at social distancing, keeping our clients as safe and our volunteers as safe as possible, but also, you know, making it enjoyable, you know, since we've kind of taken away that aspect of being able to go into a site and sit down and talk with your friends.
I've been told in the past that for the meals that are delivered to homes of people who can't get out of their residence, that sometimes might be the only interaction they have with anybody all day.
Correct. That is true. And so we have been doing phone calls with them, you know, doing more check-ins. We do try our best. I mean, there are some smiles and waves through the window. That's one of the, I think, the hardest things dealing with the pandemic is not really being able to get that close one-on-one interaction with our clients that, you know, that they need, because they're already socially isolated in their homes.
So for somebody that might have some time and is hearing this and would like to get involved, Sandy, how do they get that process started?
If they could call our ADRC phone number, which is 540-440-3677, it'll get transferred over to me, and I will have a conversation with them and hopefully get them signed up. And, you know, we do state guidelines. We do need to do a background check and some other, you know, light paperwork, but we try to make it as, you know, easy as possible for our potential volunteers.
And Tom, anything else you want to add about Meals on Wheels and the dining sites?
Well, it's just a wonderful program. It needs, I mean, we're committed to it. We'll continue to do it, whether it be like during, you know, early days in the coronavirus, we, you know, had our public works delivering meals. Love to get the more volunteers that allows folks like that to get out there and patch those roads.
Commissioner Tom Kress and Sandy Williams from Douglas County Senior Services, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.